This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us. And Topic A tonight, once again, the state budget. Earlier this afternoon, I had a chance to talk on the phone with State Senator Chuck Weaver of the 37th District based in Peoria. Senator Weaver talked at first about Senate Bill 1, the education funding bill that has gone through and has included some perhaps reforms that is being held up now in terms of being called for consideration at some point. Senator Weaver told me that it took compromise to a point in order to get that budget passed, and I asked him if more compromise is going to be what's needed in order to get a full-blown state budget passed.
But there's some things we can't compromise on, and I think that's what probably frustrates people the most. There's a lot of things where we can move towards the middle to try to solve, but the reality is just poor leadership over the past 15, 20 years has gotten us into a terrible position, and myself, I refuse to compromise if all it does is slow down our decline. I've tried to decide for myself, how do I make these decisions? And my personal guideline for myself is, if it only slows down the decline of our state, I'm not going to support it. And the tendency is for elected officials to pass things to get rid of the immediate pain, and then go home and say, well, we solved the problem, when in reality all they did is hide the problem. And I think that's what my constituents want, and you know, just through trying to be as positive as we can, work with the other side, push them where we can. The governor's got a tremendous amount of leverage that he's continued to try to exercise to get us to where we have a solution that actually fixes the problems.
Is it hard to kind of sell that to your constituents, though, knowing that I imagine that there are a lot of people that might like, for lack of a better term, something rather than nothing at this point?
I feel I have very little difficulty explaining that to my constituents.
Okay.
When I can lay out the facts and explain, here's where we are, it is my Republican constituents, almost without exception, say hold the ground, hold your ground. A lot of my Democrat constituents may have frustrations over certain things, but they understand the logic. And in a lot of cases say there's been some wrong-headed leadership over the years, and it's time for those things to change. We've got to get healthy.
In terms of this,
you'd be surprised. You know, logic prevails, Will. You just got to stay with what you believe is right and explain it, and people get on board.
Logic, what a novel concept.
Yeah, there you go.
In terms of,
I apologize.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Maybe it's just our communication here, but there are a lot of people. I think a lot of folks that we have talked to that said that there's a lot of, in terms of this budget mess, there's a lot of blame to go around from both sides of the aisle. Do you feel that way too, or do you feel it's mostly the Democrats and perhaps Speaker Madigan continuing to pull the strings?
You know, I've said this twice in the last 24 hours, once at a town hall meeting and once at a coffee chat. I don't want to go out blaming and say, here's where we are. The reality is the best I can, but I will lay out the facts on what got us into this mess. And I've just got to be forward thinking on what Chuck Weaver's willing to accept and what I'm not. And for what I feel is the best way for us to have a healthier society for, you know, the wealthiest, and also for the people that are the neediest. We've got to make sure we're doing our best to have people of all types move ahead.
What are you hearing about what might happen here in the next month, and do you think we might get something done before the end of the fiscal year now that we've missed the end of May deadline?
I personally believe there will be some deal that comes together by June 30. And the reason for that is while there's a lot of things that will continue to function without a budget because of court orders or continuing appropriations or consent decrees, a lot of our budget's on autopilot, a tremendous amount of it. There's some things that have a tremendous amount of pain. Folks with disabilities, it's tragic what's happening in that environment right now. But one thing that will happen on July 1 is road construction ceases. And also, of course, August 15th, kids are getting ready to go back to schools. I cannot see a scenario where we don't solve those two problems by June 30. And the governor has said, you know, he wants a budget, full budget, and he will only do a stopgap Speaker Madigan will agree to property tax freeze to help, you know, the second highest property tax in the country to try to get some relief and also term limits. He would do a stopgap under that scenario. And I think there's enough road workers who are going to work on July 1 that both the Speaker and the Governor will be motivated to come to a resolution by June 30.
Is that the property tax freeze part? Is that the big sticking point right now as far as you see it?
There's been a two-year freeze offered, and the governor's position is if we're going to do an income tax to solve our state problems, we have to give relief on the other side, and those two need to match. If it's a four-year income tax increase, it needs to be a four-year property tax freeze. And right now, the income tax is permanent, and the governor said he's not going to agree to a permanent income tax unless it needs to be tied to property tax freeze for whatever the period of time is.
School districts, though, here are saying that the property tax freeze would be devastating and could lead to financial ruin for them. What would you say to school districts in that regard?
There's been a lot of movement on what the freeze will look like. In fact, it's not being called a freeze anymore. It's been called property tax relief. There are opt-out. I shouldn't say opt-out. There are some things that are exempted from being frozen, and especially for school districts that will allow them to have some movement.
All right. That sounds like that might be somewhat good news for them. Before we run out of time, Senator, is there anything else you want to your constituents listening to know?
I want both sides of the aisle to negotiate in my role, but in their role, we need both sides of the aisle really thinking about what are the realities of our environment. And I was with a group this morning and challenged them, don't tell me about an election that was 3 years ago or a vote 2 years ago. What are they going to do today to make sure they're electing the right people? They're challenging their elected officials to make sure that we're doing the right things. And that's why we all have to be part of the solution, because there are big problems.
State Senator Chuck Weaver, the 37th District, thanks so much for your time. I'm sure we'll talk again here down the road, perhaps sooner rather than later.
Thank you, Will. Always a pleasure.
All right. Again, State Senator Chuck Weaver on Galesburg's Evening News. Stay tuned. We'll have sports coming up next on WGIL.